Chapter 37. I stared up at the withered old man I'd called Liver Spots, and behind the loose skin, the wrinkles, the white wiry hair, I could see the man who had been one of the Order of the Blackened Denarius.
"How?"
I asked him. "How did you find me?"
"I didn't," he said. "The coroner's apartment was easy enough to find. I took hairs from his brush. Since you were so eager to keep him sheltered under your wing, it wasn't too terribly difficult to keep track of him, and you, once we had destroyed your wards."
"Oh," I said. My voice shook a little.
"Are you afraid, boy?"
Cassius whispered.
"You're about the fifth scariest person I've met today," I said.
His eyes became very cold.
"Don't knock it," I said. "That's really better than it sounds."
He rose slowly, looking down at me. The fingers of his right hand tightened and loosened on the handle of the bat. Hatred burned there as well, mindless and irrational and howling to be slaked. Cassius hadn't exactly been stable when I'd faced him 2 years before. From the look of him now, he was preparing a campaign for the presidency of the World Psychosis Association. I knew that Cassius was a killer, like few I'd ever seen. He had spent what might have been 15 or 16 centuries bound to a different fallen angel within his own silver coin, working hand in hand with the head of the order. He had, I was sure, personally done away with hundreds of foes who had done far less to him than I had. He would kill me. If a flash of rage took him, he'd cave my head in with that bat, screaming the whole time. I shuddered at the image and reached out for my magic, seeing if I could draw in enough to try to sucker punch him. But when I tried, the manacles on my wrists suddenly writhed, moving, and dozens of sharp points suddenly pricked into my wrists, as if I had swept my hand through a rose bush. I winced in pain, my breath frozen in my chest for a second. Cassius smiled at me.
"Don't bother. We've used those manacles on wizards and witches for centuries. Nicodemus himself designed them."
"Yeah. Ouch."
I winced, but no amount of writhing would move my arms very much, and I couldn't move to try to make the thorny manacles hurt less. Cassius stared down at me, his eyes bright. He stood there, watching me try to writhe, enjoying my helplessness and pain. An image flashed through my mind. An old man of faith and courage, who had willingly given himself into the hands of the Order in exchange for my freedom. Shiro had died after sustaining the most hideous torments I had ever seen visited upon a human body, and some of them had come at the hands of Cassius. I closed my eyes. I knew what he wanted. He wanted to hurt me. He wanted to see how much pain he could deliver before I died, and there was nothing I could do to prevent it. Unless. I thought of what Shiro had told me about having faith. For him, it was a theological and moral truth upon which he had based his life. I didn't have the same kind of belief, but I'd seen how forces of light and darkness came into conflict, how imbalances were redressed. Cassius was in the service of some of the darkest forces on the planet. Shiro would have said that nothing he did could have prevented a balancing force of light, such as Shiro and his brother Knights, from being placed in his way. In my own experience, I had noticed that when something truly, deeply evil arose, one of the Knights tended to show up. Maybe one would show up to face Cassius. Hell's bells. That was mighty thin. But it was technically possible, and it was all I had. I almost laughed. What I needed to survive this lunatic was something I had never had much of, faith. I had to believe that some other factor would intervene. I had no other option. But that didn't mean I couldn't try to help intervention along. The longer I kept breathing, the more likely it was that someone would happen across the scene, maybe even someone who could help, maybe even someone like my friend, Michael. I had to keep Cassius talking.
"What happened to you?"
I asked him a moment later, opening my eyes.
I'd read somewhere that people love to talk about themselves. The last time I saw you, you could have passed for 40. Cassius stared at me for a moment more, and then leaned his bat on the floor.
It was a result of losing my coin to you and your friends, he said, voice creaking. While I held my coin, Saluriel prevented age from ravaging my body. Now, nature is collecting her due from me, plus interest.
He waved his stiff-fingered right hand, wrinkled, spotted, swollen with what looked like bad arthritis.
If she has her way, I will be dead within the year.
Why? I asked him. Isn't your new demon stopping the clock for you? His eyes narrowed, unsteady and cold.
I have no Denarius now, he said, his voice low and very polite. When I eventually left the hospital and rejoined Nicodemus, he had no coin being held as a spare.
Mad fire flickered through his gaze.
You see, he'd given it to you.
I swallowed. That's what you were looking for, outside my apartment. You wanted the Denarius.
Lashiel wouldn't be my first choice, but I must be content with what is available.
Uh-huh. So where's Nicodemus? He's helping you, I take it. Cassius's eyes closed almost all the way.
Nicodemus cast me out. He said that if I was too much a fool to keep possession of my coin, that I deserved whatever befell me.